Hi, it's Diane, and it is, I have no idea what day it is, Wednesday, May 22nd. I'm here with the 3 o'clock group. So far we have Celia and Michelle. Let's start with check-ins and celebrations. Who wants to go first?
I'll go because I think I finally have something to celebrate. I shouldn't say that way, but it's still a slog, but a few things. I've been really reflecting a lot on the last talk we had about judgment, and I think I've had kind of a breakthrough in realizing how much I'm impacted by judgment, and I've really tried to focus on that when I feel myself getting all funny, because he is acting sometimes the way he's acting at school, and I've got to deal with the teachers. But we've come so far, and I've got a really good supportive teacher, and so I have to sort of chill. And I've also been working on breathing.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What about you, Michelle?
It's not perfect, but we're going forward.
Awesome. Well, and I like that you kind of went back to the last topic, and it's always nice to kind of say, okay, so what did I get from that last conversation? And we do judge ourselves and our kids a lot, and it can get in the way. So thank you for sharing that, Celia. Michelle, what about you?
I think I don't know if I'm celebrating any successes per se, but I am celebrating the last day of school today. So we've been struggling a bit with this week. Just because it's the last half week of school. Everything is just kind of out of sorts. The whole routine is out of sorts. It's not been any homework, so there's not really that to deal with, but it's just kind of, everybody's just a little on edge. Myself, my kids, just they're a little more high strung, which makes me a little more anxious, and my work has been very demanding this week, and that's not helped anything at all. So I think I'm just celebrating that we're going to kind of start fresh tomorrow with a new routine, and let's kind of see where summer takes us.
So it.
The moderator has left the conference.
I got thrown off. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. Michelle, you're still there.
That's okay.
Celia dropped out too.
Yeah, I just hung on because I was like, well, she just hit the wrong button. She'll dial back in.
I don't know whether I did hit the wrong button or what happened, but all of a sudden I was gone. So my question, did you hear my question or did I get thrown off before I asked it?
Nope. You were starting to speak and then we got disconnected.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. So my question to you was,
okay,
you're about to set your intention for summer. Where do you want to take aim for a conversation today?
That is a really good question. I don't think I've even wrapped my head around it yet. I just, there's so many moving parts for summer that I don't even know where to start. Yeah.
Well, and I guess the question is, so before, you know, so I guess is there a way to take aim on the figuring out how to figure it out, if that makes sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. I don't know if I've shared. I mean, my son has to go to summer school, and that's, we go on vacation next week, and then the next week he's in summer school. So, I think in some ways, I need to take aim at, making sure that he's doing something that is educational, outside of summer school. Making sure that he's doing the reading, but, that's just kind of a task. I think, really, I mean, he normally doesn't push back too hard on that because it's not very long. I have a computer program for him. It's not very long. It's like 15 or 20 minutes. But I think anything outside of that, I'm definitely going to see resistance with. And that's probably where I need to take aim for the summer, is making sure that we come up with a plan. Or we can somehow find something that is common ground for what he thinks okay.
Yeah, so what if I bottom line it to say you want to take aim on how to collaborate to come up with a summer plan with him? Okay.
Yep.
Remind me how old he is, Michelle?
He's 9, finishing up 3rd grade.
Got it. Okay, Celia, what about you? Where are you taking aim?
I've read the May focus on the process, not the achievement, and we continue to work on that whole process of just the whole routine of mornings and getting out of the car and homework. But, you know, each time you get a little better at it. Like the other morning, I wasn't, you know, we've been talking a lot about morning routines. Well, I tried motivating him by having him make his own breakfast, and that worked. At least for this time, it worked. And those are the kind of the small little successes I try to do with the routines. So that's what I'm just focusing on right now. It's just the routines and trying to finesse them and also not get too out of shape or triggered, or if I do, just realize that, you know, this is the process. This is the way it goes, and we have to just kind of keep tweaking it to get it the way, you know, we can, instead of just sounding like a broken record.
So I'm going to challenge you to narrow in. I know you said that there's a lot of different pieces to it. Where, you know, is there a particular time of day or a particular function that we could take aim on that might be a little bit more narrow, Celia?
Yeah. Well, yeah, sorry to be so broad-based, but the example I gave you was the morning routine, which has always been what I've really focused on because it starts the day, it sets the tone for the day, and some of them have been really crazy. But the routine has been to just get them up and moving along. And I think it's gotten better because of the motivation. Make your own breakfast and sit down. And so I've really been focusing on that morning routine. If you want to just break it down into one area.
Okay.
Of the
so
day.
From a macro level, you're taking aim on the morning routine. So what specifically? Where's the sticky spot that you're working on right now?
Well, the sticky spot is no. You can't just say, go in your room and put your clothes on, because he just won't. He'll be playing a game. So you have to. But if I say, you can make your own egg if you put your clothes on and get out here before I start making it, then all of a sudden he's got his clothes on and he's out. So,
well, it sounds like what you're really focusing in on is increasing his independence through the routine. And so is it specifically the area that you're focused on is helping, is trying to get him dressed?
Yeah, I'd like, I like your word about increasing the independence. It's always about increasing independence.
So increasing independence and getting dressed right now. So I'm going to challenge you to kind of really focus on that piece of it, because that's the sticky spot. He gets, if he, you'd like him to be able to be more independent and getting dressed, but he gets distracted. And you can see
that's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Okay. So, let me just double check and make sure nobody else joined us. Nope. Great. So we're talking about focusing on the process, not the achievement. And this can be really hard for us because, you know, the world is structured based on grades and we need to get out the door and we want to be able to, you know, so this is the kind of this sort of, we all tend to be check the box kind of people. And the reality is that for our kids, what we really want is to help them to improve their participation in something, not just get it done. And so, you know, this idea that we were just talking about, Celia, about helping him become more independent, that's a process. The process of becoming more independent is different than I want him to put his pants on by himself, right? And so even if he's becoming, you know, if he's moving through that process and he's participating collaboratively, a lot of times we talk to parents about creating rewards and incentives for collaborative problem solving. So kind of like if you work with me on this, then, getting their buy-in and that sort of thing can be really helpful, so that you're really focused on what's happening while they're working on it and not on what happens at the end. And grades are a great example. So a lot of times we'll focus on, your goal is to get an A on the test. Let's focus on getting an A on the test. And the reality is it takes several things to get ready to prepare for the A on the test. And most of that might be about taking notes or about studying or about being quizzed. And so what you want to do is you want to hold your child accountable for and focus on, you know, were they able to spend 30 minutes, you know, three nights in a row studying? And did they participate with you in doing a, you know, a verbal quiz or a, you know, a written quiz or something like that to prepare for the test? So again, it's like you look at the process rather than focusing on did it get done, did it not get done. And this is helpful because a lot of times our kids don't make it all the way to the finish line, but they do okay in between. And so they are proud of themselves and they're happy that things are, you know, you can celebrate when they move the needle a little bit instead of them being naturally disappointed when it doesn't get to the end point. So what comes up for the two of you on this idea of focusing on the process?
This is Celia. I'll take a stab at it because I love how you say increasing independence as the overall goal, because that can go toward all sorts of things we can take aim at with him, which I've been doing, but maybe not with that kind of goal, but in my mind, that's the goal. But I think even, you know, in taking aim, even if I can show a success about the homework, the process of the homework, I shifted on you, but I'm thinking of different processes I've go through throughout the day. If he doesn't get through the whole thing, but he's really sitting there and focusing, and he's only good for about 10 minutes before he just, I got to take a break. But for those 10 minutes, if he's sat there and really focused, I'm good.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? So it's that sort of, he was able to sit still for 10 minutes and keep his focus, and maybe it's, you know, after the break, he came back and, you know, and he came back willingly and easily after a break, you know, and so you may set goals for those kinds of things in the process as well. Or if you're talking about the increasing independence, maybe it's just, you know, working with you. And so it's kind of like, what do we want to try tomorrow? Well, let's try me, you know, giving you 10 minutes and then I'll come and check on you. Okay, ready, go. You know, and it's this sort of, you're agreeing to work together. And so that's, so there's two parts of it is, you know, working with you and collaborating with you. And then the other is kind of focusing on the actual progress rather than the outcome.
Yeah, I like the collaboration aspect. It's two steps forward, one step back a lot, but at least you're going at it with a plan rather than, okay, it's just, let's start the process.
Okay. So what about you, Michelle?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind is cleaning the playroom. And I try to separate it by, okay, let's get the movies in the movie case. And okay, great job. You're done with the movies. And then, so I think I can do that with that process. But I don't know how good I am at putting that at, in other places. I think it's definitely achievable. And I think you've mentioned it at some other time, even in reference to grades, you know, not focusing so much on what the grade outcome was, but the process of studying and how confident he might feel at the end of end of studying, you know, really well. So I've definitely
So hang on a second. So I just heard a condition go in there. So you said studying really well. So is there a definition there? And is that part of the challenge?
No. Well, so I'll put a lot of definition or terms for test preparation into Quizlet, and he'll go in and, you know, that's something he can do independently, or he will do independently, and he will tell me, you know, I made 100 on my quiz today, and that's the Quizlet quiz, or, you know, oh, I didn't do so great, and then when the test at school actually comes around, he usually ends up doing really well. And so we'll just kind of focus on, you know, see how well you can do and how confident you can feel when you know the material, when you do the studying this way. So that's kind of, and I have a perfect parallel. There were like 4 different sets for one test, and he only studied one of them repeatedly. And so I'm like, okay, so how did you feel about the other part? Not very good. So I guess what I'm getting at is like studying, you know, the process of going through the steps of studying for him are
so great, hang on a second.
The praise that I give him.
Yeah, right. So he's at 9. I think part of the challenge is what's a realistic expectation for what he'll do independently and what you direct. And so is he at this stage where you say, okay, what are the steps you're going to do and how am I going to know when you're done? Or do you let him go and study on his own and come back and tell you when he's done studying, period? Or does he sit with you and study? I mean, do you see, I'm looking for kind of what level of scaffolding you're using and whether or not part of what's going on is that he maybe needs more scaffolding?
It depends on the day. Some days he'll go in and take he'll go through the note cards on his own, and that'll be all he's willing to do. So, and sometimes I'm there and sometimes I'm not. That's part of the issue. But once he's done, he's done. So if he tells me when I get home that I did it and he did it with a sitter, which sometimes means that he just sat in front of the computer and clicked through the cards, then, you know, that's where I'm, that's where I guess I'm kind of struggling with the scaffolding on that particular issue, is because I'm not always there. I'm not able to
right.
scaffold that specifically.
Okay, so if we're going to focus
like I said,
on
what
the
he's done, he's done.
Yeah, so if we're going to focus on the process, what you're saying is that the process he's using right now is not as effective as he would like it to be. So you reflect
mm-hmm.
on it, it's like, well, how did, you know, the one went really well, the other three didn't go so well. What do you think you want to try next time?
Okay.
And what help do you need to make sure you remember to do it that way? So
okay.
you're talking about the process, and because he may say, yeah, that really worked for that one test, and I want to do that every time, and he may forget between now and then, or he may get distracted, or he may have a hard time doing that on his own and really needs somebody to, you know, he may need you to tell the tutor or the homework helper, what it is that works last time so that the homework helper will remember with him the next time, those sorts of things. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So what else is coming up?
Well, I think every time I think about this, focus on the process, and I'm not at the studying for tests at this point. My son's only in first grade and basically has just a short amount of homework at night that he can get through. He's actually gotten through a lot better. Things are actually much better now with the meds, just really improved. But it's just the ongoing processes that I started off talking about that we're taking aim on just increasing independence. And I really like that as my overall focus. And I've been sitting here kind of thinking about other things I'm taking aim on that I would like him, as part of the household, just perform, because it helps with the whole running of our whole house.
I hear you that there's lots of areas where you'd like him to become more independent, and I'm going to challenge
yeah.
you to pick one at a time, right?
Okay.
So we got to still stay on taking aim, right? We can't take aim on helping him to become more independent with 700 different things. You want to really focus in on one particular area. And we were talking about mornings, right? And it's not just all mornings. It's specifically taking aim on helping him to become more independent in getting dressed, which is one part of the morning routine. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I know you're taking me down to the microcosm, and I'm impatient.
I am. It's all about setting you both up for success, Celia. And this is the thing. It's like it's so easy to get distracted and want to focus on homework and want to focus on making your breakfast and wanting to focus on, you know, taking a shower on your own, and wanting, you know, it's like all these different things, because we do. I mean, that's really what we're doing over time, is we're helping him to become more and more independent. And if you move, you know, he's climbing up 17 different ladders of independence. You want to focus on one of them.
Well, then
and the
I
other
will,
ones might come.
Yeah, yeah. Then definitely the morning routine. And here's another aspect of the morning and getting dressed. Yes, getting dressed sets the whole thing, because that allows us all to kind of move along. And so the getting dressed, even if I lay the clothes out, he doesn't.
Well, so let me interrupt you. So let's look at the process of getting dressed. What are all the steps in the process of getting dressed?
Well, if I put the clothes out.
So put in the clothes out. Get it, picking the clothes out. Laying
well,
the clothes
he,
out.
He doesn't even have to pick them out. I'll take it down to
the
clothes.
No. I'm sorry. What I'm saying, Celia, is let's walk through the entire process. So the first
okay.
thing is you have to decide what to wear. You have to get out what to wear, all the different pieces to get out, right? So you have to remember
right.
what I have. I need a shirt. I need pants. I need socks. I need underpants. I need whatever it is. So it's like I got to remember all the things that I need to get out. I need to pick them all.
And it's
got
to be specific to what's happening that day. So if it's a sport
I have to know what it is. Okay. So you've
yeah.
already decided that at this point, his ability to kind of pick stuff out is, it's easier for you to pick the stuff out. And it sounds like there's not drama there. Is that right? He's happy
no.
to hear what you get out from?
Thank God for boys. Yes. It's no drama.
Okay.
He just, maybe over a certain sweater if he doesn't want to wear the sweater, but other than that, then he
okay.
pulls out what he wants to wear.
Got it. So he's at the point where all the clothes are out. And so then what's the next step?
Well, normally.
Is it literally just putting them on without getting distracted?
Just putting them on. And if you're not in the room, it's not going to get done. He'll come walking out in his pajamas, or he'll go out into the front yard in his pajamas. I mean, he'll just be walking around.
Okay. So he's at a point where without someone checking to make sure he didn't get distracted, his ability to not get distracted while he's getting dressed is limited. Is that right?
Very, very. Unless he's motivated.
Okay, so if you put a motivation in place, because it's like when you're done getting dressed, you can do this, right?
Exactly.
And you're finding that you're finding that's working because he gets to make his eggs. If he's dressed.
Yeah. Well, it worked. It worked a couple of times this week, and then today we were running late, and I said I'll make it, but that was fine. But he still, you know, he's not doing it. He's just not able to get his clothes on.
Okay. So it's not a realistic expectation for him to do it independently. What are three options?
Okay.
So what are three options you have for scaffolding?
Well, what happens is either I am in there or my husband is. I've been more and more trying to get my husband.
Okay, so having someone actually there with him while he's getting dressed. Okay, what else could it be?
We could bring the clothes out here, and
he could get dressed in the kitchen or wherever you need to be to get the stuff that you're doing done. Okay.
Exactly.
What else?
Yeah. We just have breakfast with his pajamas on and have it afterwards. We get dressed afterwards,
okay.
I suppose.
So you push him on to the next step in the process, and then you go back in. Okay. So I guess the question is how interested is he in getting dressed more independently? Does he get frustrated that he's not having to do it, or is it
he's an extremely happy child in the morning, and every day is a new day. There's things to discover.
we're all jealous. I got to tell you, all of us are jealous that you have a kid who's extremely happy in the morning. Yay.
I am not kidding. He comes out. He's so happy. He wants to show me his latest animal that he's befriended. And I don't know. He's just, it's hard to kind of describe the morning of this joyful little spirit running around, not caring about being dressed.
Yeah. Well, and so that's a piece of it. If he doesn't really care about being dressed, it may be that you've got to find a way to get him to care about being dressed. And so the idea of putting a motivation in place, you know, when you're done getting dressed, you can help get breakfast on the table. Or when you get done getting dressed, you know, and I don't know what the go back to the pinch, right? The five motivators. What are the things that motivate him? Is it play? Is it competition? Is it novelty? Is it, you know, interest?
That's,
obviously, he's interested in cooking. So he's going to want to get
pinch,
that.
I love that. I just wrote pinch down again because this boy is motivated by all those things. Something different. Oh, a new shirt that I really like, so he'll quickly put that on.
Well, so you get to play. So, Celia, this is still a focus on the process, right? So you get to play with a bunch of different things, and he does too. And so I would encourage you to have that conversation. It's like, hey, buddy, what do you think? You know, I noticed that when you had the opportunity to cook breakfast, that there were a couple of times that really motivated you to be able to stay. Your brain was able to stay focused differently because you were excited to be able to go and work in the kitchen. What do we want to try to help you make sure that you don't get distracted while you're trying to get dressed?
I don't think I've actually really had a conversation about getting dressed. So it's just something we just kind of fold into every morning. So,
yeah. Well, he may have no idea that you would like him to be more independent. He may not even be aware enough that he gets distracted because ultimately he gets his clothes on because you don't let him leave the house in his pajamas.
I hear you. It's just so funny because he just would be happy to leave the house in his pajamas. But, you know, I'll focus on some of this. The novelty, the motivation, a number of these things. I do a lot of competition. Okay, you know, my radio station, if we're not in the car on time, and you know, that's worked really well. So,
well, if you like competition, you might have a competition, like put a stopwatch or something and see how long it takes him to get dressed. If he's a competition kid, it's this sort of, let's see if you can beat your time. Yesterday it took you 5 minutes to get dressed. Let's see if you can do it in 4 minutes and 49 seconds today, you know. That sort of thing might be inspiring to him for a while, and then if novelty is a motivator for him, he might get tired of it after a while. You want tools. So the thing here, Celia, is by focusing on the process, you develop a series of tools that you have in your toolbox that you can pull out when you notice that he's getting distracted again.
Yeah, and I love that, because what I basically don't have that. I just kind of am in the moment. I'm grabbing that stuff. So
yeah, that makes sense. So, Michelle, let's go back to you in the summer and kind of this plan for, you know, the collaborating and finding the win-win.
I guess I'm struggling to find the question in this. Am I want to take aim or?
If you're taking aim on kind of working together on a plan mm-hmm. for summer, where do you start?
I think we probably, this is the way I want to start it. I don't know if this is going to work, but in my mind, I think we kind of sit down. My son definitely likes to know what is the next thing. What is the next thing? What are we having for dinner at breakfast? He's asking the question. So I think we need to probably sit down and kind of let him see the schedule. Okay, this is what we have going on this summer. At what time do you think is going to work for you to get in some reading and some math?
I'm curious, what part of this do you ask him about and what part do you tell him? I mean, it's hard because when they're, you know, 9, 10 in that age group, we do direct more as a parent. And
right.
The question is, do you start with, well, what are the things that you want to make sure you have time to do every week this summer? And then say, here are the things that I want to make sure you have time to do every week this summer. And figure out kind of what the plan, you know, and figure out kind of how to get him what he wants and get what you feel is important. Because he may say, I want to do math 17 times a week. And you may say, well, once is enough. Or, you know, it's kind of this sort of, you get buy-in by identifying what is important to him. Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do know that just say a Sunday, if I mention, okay, we have this, and this to get done, and it's this time, when would you like to start it? Can we start it at 2:00? Let's start it at 2:30. Okay. We'll start it at 2:30. That's where I kind of try to get his buy-in. It's not so much, I direct more like what the assignment is, like you're saying. And I guess it's just the time that I, the starting time, not the amount of time that it takes him. The starting time is kind of what I direct. If he were staying at home, then I would say that's probably more of an appropriate conversation, but he's going to kind of be all over the place. Camps in the morning, camp in the afternoon kind of thing. So the times are going to be very limited to like before you go to swim practice, or it's going to be before you go to bed.
So it sounds like the strategy has worked in the past, and there's probably been things about it that have worked and things that haven't. How well do you feel like it's going to work for you know, planning the summer and what's likely to fall between the cracks or not work well?
I definitely think if I don't stay on top of the extra, with the reading part, there's a computer assignment. Like there's somebody basically monitoring on the other side of the program. So they know whether he's doing it. I know whether he's doing it. And he feels accountable with that. It's the math every single time. Like if I say, well, we need to do, you know, these math problems today, the math always falls because there's no accountability with it. And there's no level of responsibility. Well, you need to practice your, you know, your math facts. I know those. Well, you did know them.
So
let's make sure you know.
So here's, yeah. So, and I'm listening to the language you're using, and it may just be because you're explaining to me, but it's, I want to challenge you to kind of move to a little bit more collaborative language. You know, what is it that needs to be done for math today or this week or whatever, and kind of really partnering with him to plan it and holding him accountable for it instead of saying, now we do this, now we do that. Because you're at the point where you want him to begin to take accountability for it, and it's your idea to do the math, and it sounds like he knows his math facts. And so if you have an agreement on, you know, how will you know when he does know his math facts, or does it matter whether he does, and what is, you know, he needs to do his math facts even if he knows them, or if he doesn't need to do them once he knows, how will he prove to you that he does know them? Does that distinction make sense?
A little bit. I mean, it does, but I couldn't repeat it.
That's all right. But so the process is you want him to know his math facts. If he studies for 17 hours the first day and he gets them nailed or he has them nailed, is your real goal that he spends some time every day doing math, or is it your goal that he knows the math facts?
Oh, my goal is for him to do a little bit every day.
Great. And so that's the piece of it, is that if he understands, okay, the goal is to do a little bit of math every day, you get to choose what you want to do 2 days a week, and then 3 days a week we're going to do math facts. That's the collaboration, right? Or maybe he chooses all five days what he's going to do. But it's this sort of your scaffolding here that the goal, the process is he needs to practice math. He needs to practice math at some point every day, whether that's playing a math game online or doing a Quizlet or whatever it is. It's holding him accountable for picking something, and then so how are you going to remember? You know, do you need me to help? Are you going to do it a certain time in the day? So you're being more transparent about the process for how to remember and how to make sure things are happening, because part of what you can do during the summer is to hand the baton off a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he decides he's going to decide that he's going to do them at 2 o'clock every afternoon after he watches Superman. I'm making it up, but you know what I mean. It's this sort of, so he watches Superman, and when he's done with Superman, he goes right to math. Those sorts of things. But it's about shifting your language and shifting the independence piece of it.
Okay.
So, Celia, anything else coming up for you as we're talking?
Yeah, and I've got a couple more weeks in school, but yeah, I'm actually taking notes because it's going to be relevant to me too. So this is actually really good.
All right. Anything else coming up for either of you? We've got a few more minutes here, but I want to honor your time. If we're doing good on the topic, we can move on, or we can wrap up.
I mean, I'm pretty still okay, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, Diane. This has all been good, but my focus is kind of set now.
So yeah, so let's answer our questions, right? So I'm on page 55. So what did I focus on or pay most attention to today? What's my clarity or takeaway? What's a realistic action step for me to take? And how do I set myself up for success? So take a couple notes and love to hear from both of you at least one aha and what your action items are. Who wants to go first?
I will.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, it's no big news, but I'm focusing. What I paid most attention to today is really narrowing it down to taking aim at one thing, and that's the morning getting dressed. And with the idea behind any of these things, once we move ahead, is increasing his independence. So my takeaway is really truly the idea of increasing independence and having that in the back of my mind always. Not just trying to get something done. He just doesn't have a get it done button. So just this is all in a series of things that we have to do to really be able to get him to walk out the door.
Right.
But I can't do it all at once. I have to do it in certain steps and just take it little by little. So the realistic action for me to take is to remember Pinch. And that really goes to both. How can I set myself up for success? Is to remember that if I'm going to have a little bit of tools to remember what kind of motivates him, what's new, something that's new that I can put out, some kind of a competition, not everything every day, but something that I can go to and say, okay, this isn't working. How about this? And just keep focusing on it rather than just the whole thing. And see if step by step we can get this one piece better.
Awesome. How does that feel as being realistic?
Yeah, it feels a little better than just having this whole morning kind of this big blur. So it feels better to just say, okay, I'm just focusing on this. That was pretty good that you reined me in.
Awesome. Okay, Michelle, what about you?
I struggle with the same thing. I struggle with wanting everything fixed yesterday. So,
of course. And you guys only have, you guys have elementary age kids, so you've got a little bit of a marathon ahead of you.
I think what I really liked or paid the most attention was the piece of the collaboration. I am very much a dictator for my child, and so I probably need to. And I think the more I do that, the more, the less independence, I guess is the best word, the less independence I think my child feels like he needs. And we actually go backwards. So I definitely like the conversation about, okay, here's what we, what would you like to do? How would you like to do this? When would you like to do this? This, you know, these are the things that need to get done. So I definitely like that process. And I feel like it's applicable in other areas besides just schoolwork over the summer. You know, more of a collaborative piece that we can take in other areas.
Michelle, can I just ask you a quick question? Did you listen to the webinar we did on independence back in February by any chance?
I don't think so.
Go to the webinar library in the members section of the website, and it's in there. It's February 2019. It was called Launching Independent Kids and Teens. And we walked through the four phases of parenting. And what you're describing is level one, which is the directing level. And then level two is more about asking questions and maybe educating. And then level three is more at the helping phase. You know, you move into helper role as a parent. And then level four, you go into is more independence and you're more championing and troubleshooting. And so it kind of walked through some changes to language and some ideas for kind of how to baby step through them. It could be really helpful for you.
Yeah, no, I think I kind of saw the title and thought, well, I don't have a teen, so I'm not gonna go there yet. So I will definitely.
We said kids and teens. That's really interesting. So it's funny the minute you say teens that it's easy to shut down. It's like, no, I don't want to think about teen stuff yet.
Yeah. not there. Don't want to think about that.
No, understood. So how clear are you on your action items, Michelle?
I think I'm really clear. Yeah, I think I'm really clear, and I think it's realistic. And I mean, I'm really kind of anxious to try it.
Awesome.
Cool. And see how it goes.
Yeah, there you go. Stay in that experimentation mode. All right, ladies, thank you for a great call. We will see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Diane.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye.